You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We were going to be talking about, what was our subject this morning?
House sharing, right?
Oh, yeah, the swapping of houses.
We'll do that tomorrow.
We're going to bump it to tomorrow because there's a story that popped up. It was a Reddit thread. And those are always, well, not always, but those are often very entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one that smacked of a Hall of Fame that we did not that long ago, but it had to do with horrible sounds. I think we called it the Horrible Sound Hall of Fame.
Probably.
Something like that. But it was a Reddit thread, and they asked people to name the everyday noises. So this is not something that's like really special or, once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. This is like the average everyday sounds that you can come across that are the very worst ones. And I'm reluctant to share too many that came up because I would rather have our listeners pretty much dominate this with what they think are the worst. I used to think that Gretsch was just slightly bothered by the whole styrofoam thing in boxes.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
But it's not just a little bit. She
just
will leave a room.
About it. Yeah,
she will leave a room.
You get the goosebumps just kind of thinking about that squeaky sound.
Yeah,
she'll
open like a package from something. Like she's ordered some home supply stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She opens it up. She's like, oh my God. And she'll leave them. She goes, can you get that out for me? And I'll be upstairs with the
huddled
door closed,
in a corner,
in a closet with the shower running. So everyday noises that make you cringe or you think are just the most horrific sounds imaginable.
Now, I did post this on my Facebook as well today because I love seeing what people on social media say.
And what have you got?
The one disclaimer I did put on there that I would like to carry over to the big radio show here is please don't call in with any politicians' voices. All right?
Oh, my
God. It's
not
funny. We don't care.
Oh.
Don't call in and say Bernie Sanders' voice, Trump's voice, whatever. These are the kinds of things we're looking for. Pete wrote in and said the worst sound is the sound of my screams when my hand touches a wet napkin. It's so gross.
I do have to say, if you ever reach for a paper towel,
yeah,
and the one that's on there is wet.
That's the worst.
You almost recoil.
Alicia says the sound of my blinker. I have to make sure that my music is turned up because that little drives her nuts.
We actually had somebody on the show one time who told us that their blinker was obnoxious, and we were like, come on. And they were in their car,
uh-huh.
And they were stopped. We said, well, turn your blinker on and put your phone up by it. Oh, my God. It was horrible. It was really bad.
So loud. I'll give you one more. I think this is kind of universal. We deal with this a lot here. Doug says, when my coworker dramatically sighs until someone asks them, what's wrong?
That's really good.
Doug, that is spot on. That's the worst thing ever.
So
when you come in and they're like,
we used to have, I can say this because this was so long ago at the radio station, but our business manager many years ago was known as the sire. That was just her nickname because at least five times every, like if you're in the kitchen doing something, she would walk in and this is all you'd hear.
You're like, well, that's wrong.
And you see, nobody asked after, so many months.
What's
it was just like,
now?
You just let her sigh and you just go on with your life.
Yeah. Am I a bad person that I don't acknowledge those people ever when that happens?
I don't either.
Ever.
I
don't care.
So anyway, we want your calls to kind of fill in the blank here. And Jeremy posted it on Facebook. But if you had to name that one sound that is just the worst, what would you pick? The lines are absolutely packed.
Look at that, packed.
So these should be good. Lindsay's going to go first. Hi, Lindsay. Welcome to the show.
Hi, boys.
Hey.
So what
How
do you got
you?
For us?
So it's that kissy noise that people make at puppies and dogs to get their attention. And I'm a veterinarian, so it's constant. Even spookier than that, it's worse. Yeah, that was. Thank you.
Oh, God.
You're just going to snap one of these days and be like, enough!
Yeah, I'm getting close, but I don't want people to know because they'll do it more.
Like we did.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, that's my work, so I'll snap and lose my job.
Yeah,
and
you don't want to do that.
Vet. Okay, so that's
well, what other way is it to get your dog's attention?
What if it was just, is that okay?
Here, boy.
Yeah, that's not bad. It's the high-pitched squeaking that
what
makes
was that?
You want
was that
to
a,
die.
More of a click than a...
It's like a...
That's how you attract squirrels,
click,
though.
Okay.
And that's how people, like, get horses to start walking, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's okay. Or using their name would be okay. You know, that noise.
Well, as long as they don't start doing it to you, I guess. I mean, Lindsay. Lindsay.
Now that is funny. I got to tell you, Lindsay, my stepdaughter, when she calls Niles the weirdo, the cat, she talks in a super intense baby talk voice.
Oh, no.
And I haven't said anything yet because, with you know, when you're parenting, especially a step-parent, you pick your battles. You know, you can't like correct them on everything. And I'm like, I can't be that shallow that just the way she calls Niles gets on my nerves. But it's such over the top baby talk.
Oh,
and I'm like,
no.
Yeah,
that's not good.
Listen, good luck to you. And thanks for calling the show. Okay.
Thanks, boys. Have a great day.
You too.
You too. That's really good.
That's a great one to start it off with.
Here comes Anthony. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good, buddy. What's the sound?
So the sound, it's kind of like, you know, the sighing thing. Now, I respect my mom. I love my mom very much. But, you know, she'd come into the room sometimes and she'd be like, oh, my God. And I'm just like, I'm fretting to say what? Because, you know, something is followed after that, like, I'm tired of this. I'm like, oh, man.
Your room's a mess again, Anthony.
Anthony, I think it's time you moved out. I mean, yeah. You know, that's what I thought.
How old are you?
I moved out a while ago. I'm 28.
Oh, but she still comes over and says, oh, my God. Your house smells like pot weed.
No, we went there for Christmas, and it's always like that when she's cooking or something. It's like, oh, my God. Like, all right, what did you forget? Let me go to the store for you.
That's funny.
You're wonderful, Anthony. Go have a great day, buddy, okay?
You as well. Thanks, boys.
See you, man.
Thank you so much.
That's pretty good.
Here's Leah. Hello, Leah. Welcome. Thanks for calling. What is the sound?
It is when my coworkers click their pen over and over and over and over and over, and yes. It makes me want to kill somebody.
There's a guy here that does that. He walks up and down, you know, our cube farm over there, all the cubicles. Click, 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 click.
Who is it?
Click, click, click. Well, it's...
you can say
it's Bill.
Well, Bill annoys everybody, though.
Bill's just annoying in general.
Just in general.
I took all the clicky pens off of my coworker's desk. That was the perpetual clicker.
That's awesome.
I removed them so he couldn't get clicky with it anymore.
You came in early one day and took all the clicky pens.
There was something, I think, Leah.
I went over there while he was there.
Just ripped it out of his hand.
I'll take these.
That's fantastic. I think there was some sort of, I read something years ago, and I'm probably going to bastardize it the way it probably was a little bit different, but it was a psychological thing, Leah, about when you are making a repetitive sound, it's one thing, like if you're clicking the pen or if you're just kind of, you know, drumming on the table or something like that. If it's you making the sound, it's not annoying. But the minute another person does it, because you're not in control of it, it freaks you out.
Yeah.
100%. That is 100% how I am. If I hear something and I don't know what it is and it's over and over and over, I'm like, what is happening?
But that's all you focus on. You can't concentrate on anything else.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's why it doesn't drive the person who's doing it crazy, because they're in control of it. So.
Bill.
Yeah.
Bill.
That's accurate.
Leah, you made our day. Have a wonderful Tuesday, okay?
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much. We're going to try to get to as many as we can. If we don't get to them all, don't be mad at us. Here's Chad. Hey, Chad. Welcome.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good, buddy.
It's a great day. Yeah. So what's the sound?
Yeah, so anytime someone scrapes their fork or knife on a plate, I lose it.
Yeah, that's too bad. Do you ever go out to eat then? Like,
yeah, I'm just kind of the most awkward person ever to eat because I'm constantly looking around at everybody while I'm eating, just trying to be like, are they going to do it? Are they going to do it? Are they going to do it?
You might have to wear earplugs when you go to dinner.
Yeah.
Actually, I have them now. My wife got me them for Christmas, so they're nonchalant. I just pop them in, and I'm actually a pleasant person to eat with now.
That's crazy. It affects you that much, huh?
You have to learn ASL with your wife, and you guys just sign language to each other during dinner because you've got earplugs in. So.
Absolutely. I always have to ask her what she said just because it's that bad that I need to have
them. What? And he's ordering really loud. We'll have the jalapeno. Jalapeno poppers.
Chad, have a great day, buddy. Thanks for being on the show.
Chad.
That's wonderful.
Everybody knows Chad's order.
Is this Anessa? Is that right?
It's Anissa, but I'll
Anissa.
Take that too.
Anissa.
That
oh, we want to call you by your proper name. Anissa, welcome to the show. What can you share with
Hi,
us?
Hi, guys. Well, it's really funny. The last guy that just said it is kind of similar to mine. So I work at a restaurant, and when we put our silverware through the dishwasher, our dishwasher kind of just throws it all in there. So when we get it out, we have to kind of like take apart like the forks and the knives. Yeah. So when they scrape together, that is like the worst feeling. It's like you can feel it, not only here, but you can,
feel it in my teeth right now. Like if I think
know.
About that, like we know when you call in, Double Dutch answers the phone and he puts on the screen what you're going to talk about. Just reading next to your voice, it says two forks stuck between each other. I cringe just reading that.
It's
the worst.
It's terrible.
Oh.
It really is. So when they want us to polish silverware, I'm definitely the last one to want to step up to that plate.
All right. I can't think about this anymore.
Anissa's out on a smoke break during that time, and she doesn't even smoke. So thank you for calling.
Thank you, kinda.
Yes, thank you. I'm so happy I got through. I've been trying for weeks now, so this is like a good day.
Wait a minute. Weeks? You've been trying weeks to call us, and you haven't gotten through?
I have literally been, I've been trying for weeks for your guys' Mindbender to get through, and I could not. Every time it's just a dial tone or
the busy signal,
I can never get through.
That's a popular feature.
Well, you know what we call it? It's the most popular radio contest in the world, Anissa. So.
Yeah, I know. So I'm pretty happy that I got through for this. So it was a pleasure, you guys. Dom, Jer, Double Dutch, you guys have a good rest of your day.
Oh, thank you. You're the sweetest.
We love you.
See ya.
See ya later.
I like her.
We have the greatest listeners ever. Amanda, good morning. Welcome.
Hey.
What's the sound?
Biting or picking at your nails.
Can you even hear that really, though?
I had to tell my fiance that he can't do it in the same room as...
Jeremy's trying to do
it's not
it
loud enough.
The microphone.
It's very similar to somebody that wrote in on Facebook. Abby wrote in and she says she can't listen to the sound of somebody clipping their nails with like a nail clipper.
Oh, the
snip, snap, snip, snip,
snap, snap.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I don't mind that and I don't mind the filing. I mind it when he's like just biting down all the time.
Yuck.
I guess it is a little bit of a crunch sound. It's like a popping crunch
It is.
Sound.
And there's so much stuff under your fingernails. And you're kissing that, Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
He bites his nails and then kisses you.
Mm-hmm.
I have him go clean up, you know.
go wash your hand. Go wash. Yeah, use some mouthwash.
Yeah.
Amanda, you're delightful. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
See ya. Bye. Time for one more quickly, and we'll make it Monique. Hi, Monique. Thanks for holding.
No problem. I just first have to say you guys rock. I've been listening for 20 years.
Oh, thank you.
We love you so much. Thank you for that. And what's the sound?
My sound is actually the lack of a sound. It's the silence when you're watching kids.
Oh, yeah. That's a scary sound. The sound of silence. You're like, what are they doing?
Everywhere in my body.
And you go upstairs and they're covered in Vaseline or something.
Yeah, you know, in the history of parenting, Monique, I think we can say that never once when kids have grown silent like that, has it ever been anything good?
The one
it's
that
never has.
I recall, Monique, was, Lila was probably one. But we, you know, it was silent in the house and we went upstairs and Reed had found a package of temporary tattoos, like 100 temporary tattoos, and he knew how to wet them down on skin, so they stayed. And we went upstairs and our little Lila, who was one, had about 40 of those all over her body.
She was the little illustrated girl.
She was all tatted up.
Monique, thank you for listening for so long. We love you and have a great day, okay?
You guys too. Thank you, boys.
Bye. Mm,
bye. We had that one call one time from somebody who said the house grew eerily quiet and she finally found her kids and her, I don't know, it was like her 5-year-old had gotten hold of the scissors and was giving a haircut to the 3-year-old
sister
and cut all of her hair off. She had long, beautiful hair.
I love the
and
hair
the
stories.
5-year-old cut all of it off.
That's great.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, as always, for entertaining us here on the show.